Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0100 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning, 0200 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0300 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning, 0700 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint.
KCI. VHA mobile monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
T-H-Y-N-U.
Penetrating.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure.
So you guys are, you guys are off to a training class today in Oakland County, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to My Sims training for the county. So it'll give us bit more edge for the set, and be able to use it if we need it. So.
Yeah, I think it'll help. I think it'll help you out. And like say, get a little bit more knowledge in it. That's good. It'll help during the set. I had heard that something that it went down during the last set, whether it's deliberately or not, for the exercise.
That doesn't surprise me. With the technology, who knows? But it's a good tool to have, and even outside of the county, whether it be a comm center or some type of emergency management spot, it's useful. My day job should have. Not sure anybody's actually trained in that, but it would help them out as well.
Penetrating Genesee County. Trading Genesee County.
You must be out on an AC.
Yeah, I am. I kind of have a feeling the wind kind of took that one. Yeah, I'm on the CMR outside.
You're a little bit broken, but I'm able to take you out there, so good stuff.
Yeah, I thought I'd sit out for a little bit. The program will be able to come to around here between noon and 1, so I usually sit outside too, and I was kind of wondering how the signal was out here, so that's good to know that way.
There's some interference there, but I mean, I can still pick out what you're saying. So that's a good radio. That's the radio that you got. Good system, and like I said, it's a solid radio, and does the job, does what it needs to do.
Yes, it does. Yes. Enjoy using it. Appreciate it. say. Try to rotate them through and keep them tested and keep them deep and just good thing. Glad.
Yeah, for sure. That's the way to do it. Able to keep one of the, or, you know, hang on to one of the county radios, so I've got got a couple of DMRs at home tonight to have, just in case, you know, for deploying it or whatnot, it's good to have.
Penetrating Genesee County.
Yeah, roger that. I agree with you there. I don't know if things ever work out, might end up trying to use second call thing for like ATRS or Winlink or something. You just have to get a connection on that for it. But it's nice having the extra definitely use them and keep them tested out. It's nice to have it in emergency.
That worked out pretty well. If you get that hooked up to APRS or something like that to use, it'd be good to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We'll have to, go something to see what happens and take it from there. But at least, voice or some type of digital or electronic would be pretty cool. But like I say, you can kind of use them at random. And I've got the shorter end on this radio today. I've been using a longer one with different county their DMR. So trying it out this way.
Penetrating jet.
Yeah, it seems to work pretty good on the DMR, at least on my personal DMR and radio. The stubby works a little bit better. The rubber duck works a little bit better than the web antenna. So I don't know, it's weird, but that's how the radio set up.
Yeah, and that's it. And with the UHF too, usually you use like a stubby or smaller antenna for UHF, especially your repeater is close by like that. It works out really well on that.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see. We'll keep trying things out. I might invest in another antenna, but I guess you can never have too many antennas.
Penetrating Genesee.
No, that's true. And again, there's always potentially what breaks or something here to happen. Somebody needs another antenna.
Yeah, or get a little one that likes to grab antennas and say, no, can't do that, stop that.
Yeah, there you go. He likes to grab it that way, grab those antennas there and flip them around. Of course, sometimes the big kids can do that too.
Oh, trust me, I know. I've walked in and one of my partners had a HP in his hand and he was flinging it around with antenna, and I'm like, don't do that. You're going to break the connection. You're going to break the radio, and then we're going to be short HD and dispatch. I'm like, stop that.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes, you've got to remember that sometimes that HD, you want to call and wait for the rate from the car, then you actually have to watch the dispatch. So, that's not a good idea there.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then they wonder why, you know, they can't get out in certain areas. It's like, well, if you guys wouldn't, you know, mistreat your radios, they would probably work better.
Penetrating Genesee count.
Yeah, we, those radios get enough views, when you can pass them on to the next shift, or, there's 24/7 radios, a lot of them use the field, potential for dropping them in, accidentally, or just in the course of doing it. So,
either that, you know, they don't have any holsters to put them in. They just kind of chuck them in the truck, or they chuck them in the cup holder. And it's like, well, no, you can't do that either. We gotta do something to protect these radios, because they're expensive. You know, Kenwood's, they're not cheap.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMS.
Yeah, I try to tell them too, take it easy on the batteries, and you know, make sure that you're rotating them through. And it's like, it doesn't click sometimes, but their money, not mine.
Yeah, especially, you know, if it's not your money, you have to take it.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one.
Thank you.
that time I couldn't get you. You were all static.
I was saying it's a good possibility with the wireless signal there in your and park there. That's a good possibility there that is causing some interference sometimes. I wonder if the corridor here causes any issues on my transmissions. Sometimes I get like a static signal that's constant on the Land Cruise repeater, so it's a good possibility on your end.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, repeater Flint.
Well, funny you say that, because it's on their channel, so that actually might be the repeater then, actually thinking about it then, because if you're saying it's on Lance Cruz repeater, it could be just the repeater.
It's possible there, so... Yeah, that's really what I have issues with here. I think somebody was talking about it. It was on the Double Nickel Net the other night. A few weeks ago, they were talking about interference. That's really one on this end causes issues. But I just turn it off if I'm listening, unless there's a QSO going there.
I'll skip the channel if I go in and I go into the system and just skip the channel when I scan that way, because I know what channels or what repeaters are common for interference, so I'll just go in and skip those. And, if I want to listen on that channel, then I'll select it, but otherwise I'd rather just not deal with the interference.
Yeah, I don't scan for some reason. Maybe I'm all scanned out scanning from the years of work, but I just usually listen to a couple and just keep them where they're at. And I need to turn on anything else. Got another radio, I can turn it on the background, kind of like the select and unselect type thing.
Yeah, that is the nice thing about the ASU and the ICOM is, the dual channels I can listen to, and one I can turn down, and the other one I can, kind of keep it up and listen to. That's what I do with our, with our channel, is I'll leave our channel up higher. And then if I'm scanning, I'll kind of have that on like a low roar, and then if it stops on a channel I'm interested in, then I'll just turn up a little bit and listen and go from there.
Yeah, and it works out really well. And what I liked back in the day, and you probably know it, you probably still have it on your OBS consoles there, but if you press mute, it'll mute out the unselect channels on your Motorola console, and like it'll be stay for a minute, and then it'll unmute it. So if you got a lot of traffic on your select, you can just press mute and it'll get rid of the unselect stuff. But it's only for a couple moments. So a lot of people didn't know that on the consoles back in the day.
Yeah, we can do that with the consoles back. Back home, or back at work, but I can hit mute, but it'll mute the radio itself. I know the ICOM, there's a feature where it'll mute, it'll do that, like the Motorola's, where it'll mute that channel for a little bit, and then come back to it later on at a certain point.
NAWCB. Yeah, there you go. Sometimes the mute features, like you say, if you just mute the whole radio, Well, that just defeats the whole purpose of it. That's kind of, like you say, it's kind of neat on the icon as well. So there's some nice features there that these radios have, and you can kind of hear something lower in the background and put to your main channel and scan or whatever. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty neat. I like it. Leo likes the mute button because when the baby's sleeping, instead of having to turn everything down, she just hits the mute button and mutes the radio, so that way she doesn't have to worry about waking the baby up or anything.
That's pretty cool. At least she's got a kind of a working knowledge of at least a couple of functions there on your radio. So that, like I say, that plays a big role and helps out there if need be.
Yeah, it does. It does. I've showed her a couple other things with the radio, and that way, if she's got to tune into something, she can or whatnot. I know the ICOM back, my base station one. If there's a weather alert, it'll automatically go over to the National Weather Service and stay on that channel. So it kind of gets a little boring. So she knows how to go back to the ham stuff and get it off the weather station.
That's a nice feature to that radio, being able to get the weather, but like you say, instead of it running all the time, at least she knows how to turn that off. So that's good. She knows the technology, and it's good that she's able to do that stuff.
Yeah, my wife's pretty smart. Good wife. I enjoy her, but it's pretty nice. Like I said, like you're saying, the technology that's out there, and being able to use it. I like the Yaesu a little bit better because it's got more features, but the ICOM's got a decent amount as well. The priority scan and home channels and stuff like that, it makes it pretty easy to operate. The Yaesu, if I wanted to do APRS off of it, I could do APRS off of it, run like a geolocate or something like that. It's like they use GPS on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And it's one of those things, again, what do you use it for? What's your needs inside or outside, in a mobile? It works out really well in function. I kind of have certain purposes that are used, the handheld and those radios for. So, again, what's your needs? How does it... how it works out for you there.
Yeah, Micah likes it. He likes the technology with the radios. He's fascinated with the Motorolas and my VTech there for my DMR radio. But he likes that stuff. He likes the technology that goes with these radios.
And when he's comfortable, he'll be able to take his test and then really get his hands on it there. But that's good. It's good he's getting comfortable with the technology and how it works and that, and maybe putting the two and two together. Whenever he's comfortable to take the test.
He's gonna work on it. I think he's saying he's gonna try to add it to his school task, and then that way then he has he can study it and kind of make some actual time for it. But being out with the crews and being deployed with me and Wally, you know, setting up a radio for him, that really reignited it there for him. So.
Oh, that sounds great, yeah. And again, you know, GMRS is a good door into it, and but again, you know, there's a lot more that, you know, that you can do via amateur radio. And so, again, it's a good, you know, I look at Citizen Sand back in the day. Yeah, people make fun of it a little bit, but, you know, hey, it opens the door, and get you comfortable with using the equipment and the frequencies and so forth, and it's definitely a good way to go.
It is. It is. It's, you know, and it's a good icebreaker, you know, get you out there on the radio and, you know, used to talking on the radio and, you know, and learning, like you said, learning the frequencies. It is a good starting point, I think, and still pretty useful. As long as there's a repeater somewhere around for GMRS, it's a good way to go. It's a good way to start out.
Well, too, and knowing the difference, you know, of what you can do with it, you know, with a repeater and Simplex. Again, you know, he probably saw that in action too. You know, you guys using it there on the Dream Cruise. So again, that is another, it expands that knowledge of what your radio can do, what it can't. You know, getting familiar with it, you know, understanding the difference. You know, hey, you know, a CB is 11 centimeters, whereas, you know, GMRS is 70 centimeters. You get different facets there of technologies that are available.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hey, did you hear it too? I had seen an article. I haven't read the full thing yet, but I was reading that they may introduce a VHF channel for GMRS.
In fact, I saw a video on that the other night, and that sounds like an interesting prospect there. Again, there's differences, you know, between low band VHF and UHF, what it's currently on. But again, it's a foot in the door. I've heard that it could possibly use a repeater, or Simplex. But again, these other services are good to have. Birds. Different services that are available. Of course, but again, where ham can use a lot of technologies, a lot of power in that. And I think somebody's here.
Yeah, perfect. I'm almost there. I'm Saul and Major Melrose from Robo.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I'm going to go out and meet Mike out here, but hey, we'll see you in a few minutes there. Good talking with you. 73's there, son. Talk to you here soon. And hey, WCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. We'll see you in a couple minutes. 73's, yeah. KYNU.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. The Great 38. WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. sunny. 72 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN Flint. WHCMN Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees.
This is KFAEDQ listening.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 56 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint.